Blue Heron. Six hours south of Taman Raset, a line of blue rocks crosses the desert like dragon's teeth. There is no blue on earth like that blue. The wonder of that string of color reflecting a lapis sky like puddles on a sidewalk awakens memories of earth for rain and stuns the surrounding desert into silence. Nearby, squatting in the dust where the last dry fish flapped in the mud and died 10,000 years ago, a blue heron stares at the ground, 500 miles from water. What glistening memory brings it back to these rocks and wind-blown wastes? A shot rings out between the cliffs. Feathers scatter in the wind, red pulp is strewn across the sand, staining the fossils of extinct shellfish. Somewhere in the distance, the sound of a vehicle grows fainter, and then the silence returns. Tonight the jackal will come, and tomorrow the vulture, and in a year or two a traveller will pass by, his face stained blue from the cloth that wraps his head against the sun and wind. He will look down from his camel on a few white bones and calculate the time elapsed and the method of destruction and move on, the flapping of his burnous unheard among the dazzling rocks. No word is spoken, but the circle is completed now. A blue man on a dun camel has interceded, and the bones and the rocks can rest.